Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, audience, to this episode of the Gravity Beard Podcast. This is Quick Hits. I'm here in studio with a couple of very special guests. No, wait. Wait. That's not right.
Rude.
Not special. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna have to go to another room and record. I'm with two moderately special guests.
Perfect.
Yeah, actually, that's still not any good. I'm in the room with two other people who are,
I like that one,
who are also sitting nearby. I've already broken the top of the interview. I'm just going to keep going. So you're Phil, and you're Nick.
Correct.
Correct.
I knew it was going to hurt my feelings. I just didn't know how much.
So, how did you guys meet?
Well, I was eating broccoli.
Staying in character is Nick. Here's the real story. Here's the bit. I'm going to do it for real. We work together.
It's true. We do work together.
You you also have a podcast?
Oh. Yeah.
What's the name of it, and what's it about?
My
thing
can
be
your
thing
is
a
podcast
about
us.
Great.
There you go.
It's a show
in which I would say, if I had to just think of something off the top of my head, I would say it's a show in which we each pick a thing and then debate about.
Wait, let me stop you there.
Okay.
Do we debate about which thing?
Let me stop you there.
Okay.
Do we debate about which thing
could... Wait, let me stop you there.
Go on.
Which thing could be which
thing? I'm going to stop you right there. So, imagine, let's say you were at the playground, as I know you often are.
Often.
And some guy was like, my dad could beat your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're on the playground, so he's probably like, my dad could be your dad. Right?
Yeah,
and you're
totally.
Like, nah. And he's like, yeah, he works at Nintendo, and he got me a brand new Pikachu. Right? So they push the kid down, and you go talk to your friend about something else.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like wacky battles. Would you say wacky battles?
I don't know what wacky battles is.
For example, puppy monkey baby versus man bear pig.
That was a good example.
For example,
hypothetically.
Yeah. We would never use that idea. It's
never.
Not very good.
No.
Maybe a dragon versus a toaster or something like that. And then let's say you took that joke way too far and spent tons of time developing software and complicated algorithms and then made a mockery of yourself on your own show by not taking anything seriously and then put it out for 30 minutes every Monday.
That sounds about right.
I don't know why I'm telling you that. You're on it.
I am?
Let's pretend I told that. I'm going to tell all that to you.
Yeah, the whole time Phil was looking at
staring
Nick.
Directly at him. It's just what I'm used to.
Are you implying that Nick has no idea what your show is about after six seasons?
You know, sometimes it feels that way. I got to be honest with you. Uh-huh. And I feel like this is why we're really here. Nick, I got to say.
You got to intervene?
Yeah, I have to intervene between you and me. Sometimes I feel like you just don't know what our show is about.
You're right, I don't.
Great. Well, I'm glad I got that off my chest. I feel better.
So we're six seasons in, and I think I'm starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we do this thing where we, like, you know, we just talk about stuff for like 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then we decide a winner.
Is this what you had in mind when you said quick hits? We would go on for way too long on the first question.
So based on that description, what you're saying is it's a scripted true crime audio drama.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I got it.
Someone dies at the end of every episode.
This is. Yeah.
That's a promise we make to our audience.
I don't think it's something that we say out loud, but I mean, it is sort of a guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. Like implied. I already said it. Wanted a different word. Couldn't think of one.
Hashtag true crime.
Dude, can we talk about how great true crime is?
Nope.
Great.
quick hits.
Yes, ready.
Quick hits, right? Phil, do you take your phone into the bathroom?
Yes.
Laptop?
No.
Any pets?
Yes.
You mean you take your pets into the bathroom?
Correct.
Okay.
I need the support. I put my legs up on the pet.
I was going to say, like, physically you need the support?
Yeah. Nick, phone in the bathroom?
Yes.
Laptop?
No.
Okay.
Oh, does not care about your pet. Does not care.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
By the way, he's got a hairless cat. It's disgusting.
Huh. Yes.
It's true.
It's true.
And you've never called him Dr. Evil?
No.
No, you haven't.
I've called him a lot of things, but never that.
Well, mostly things that hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Like calling you Dr. Evil wouldn't?
I mean, not really. I feel like I could get past that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically saying your career is going to be dead in 10 years.
Yeah.
Hot takes on Mike Myers. Welcome back to Hot Takes on Mike Myers. Love Guru. Not very good.
You save those for 15 years.
Yeah. Now's my time to shine.
Thank goodness I'm finally on an interview where I can get to my Mike Myers material.
Saving all those Austin Powers jokes up until right now.
Phil, you're Jewish.
Not a question.
Nope. Are your parents as high-strung as Miriam's parents from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes, but in reverse.
Were they upset when Joel left you?
Not as upset. I think my parents are a little more supportive of my comedy career than Maisel's were. So they were okay. I mean, of course, whenever love fails, you have to. There's a certain amount of disappointment and heartbreak that goes along with it, which was evident in the way that they talked to me. But they really tried to do the best thing and make sure I was okay. So, I guess to answer your question, not as much. No,
Nick, have you seen yourself?
Ever?
It's my favorite.
Like in a mirror? Sometimes I think so, but other times, I genuinely don't know.
I see you, Nick.
I wasn't sure if that was just like a stab at me. Like, have you seen yourself today? Because it looks like you haven't.
Boom. I think it's really triggering a solipsistic episode. Have I seen myself?
Because what's with that hair?
It's on top of my head. It's always been there. Occasionally, somebody has to cut it for me.
And by the way, glad that that question was finally directed at someone other than me.
Phil, same question.
Great. Why didn't I expect that? I'll walk you through how you do this. It's a little bit of head and shoulders every Saturday.
No.
With his hair?
About what's with Nick's hair? I was directing that question to you.
I think it's the color.
Okay. Nick, now you comment on Phil's hair.
Carefully.
He touches it a lot and doesn't wash it all the time.
Yep.
Okay, that's enough. Let's move on. Nick, in exchange for one of your arms, would you rather have a lobster claw or a baby arm?
Oh. I feel like I have to go with a baby arm for the comedic possibilities of just having a tiny arm appear.
Yeah, nothing funny about having a lobster claw.
I mean, that's kind of funny, but other people would probably just be like, look at that man, he's a monster. Whereas if you have a baby arm, you're just like, look at that guy's tiny arm.
Phil?
Yes?
Same or different answer?
Same-ish. Now, I would love to have a lobster claw to eat. I'm going to go with the baby arm, but adult-sized.
An adult-sized baby arm.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, back to you. Would you rather never talk to anyone again or have to high-five everyone each time before you talk to them?
Definitely the high-five. That sounds like a win-win.
So you would be high-five guy?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Phil?
Different answer. Never talking to anyone again sounds awesome. That's my dream. That's what I try to do every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would never have to take my headphones out. Ever.
That's true.
Maybe in the shower.
Waterproof headphones?
Is that a thing?
Probably.
Quick hits.
Okay, staying with you, Phil. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 400 pounds?
Oh, 3 feet tall.
Why?
I don't want to be that big. I feel like, I don't know, I'm 6'2", so 3 feet is about half that. I'm 140 pounds, so 400 pounds is like three times that. So it's a smaller adjustment to be 3 feet.
Nick?
I'd go with 3 feet.
3 feet. Why would you choose that?
I've always wanted to be an Oompa Loompa.
Didn't expect that answer.
Yeah?
You know, they come with kind of a jaundice color as well.
It's okay. I've been jaundiced before.
Oh, okay. So that's a place that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's on your resume, right?
Yeah.
I've been jaundiced before.
No big deal.
So, Nick, you're not from here, are you?
No.
I love your style. It's so good. We'll come back to that.
Phil, Nick's not from here, is he?
He is not. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
Which sucks.
I don't know.
All right, fine. We have a few more minutes. Where are you from?
Portland, Maine.
And what do you want to be when you grow up, assuming that ever happens?
Something that makes a lot of money.
Oh, well, I have to tell you something about podcasting, man. It's not going to work out.
Phil, what about you?
I am from here.
No. What would you like Nick to be when you grow up?
Smarter.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's really nice.
I told you it's a Nick roast. I told you that.
I also like that in... Usually you would have caught the question, which was, what would you like Nick to be when you grow up? But you didn't catch that part, which I'm fine with. I was just throwing a little Phil back at Phil.
Which I'm okay with, because I like him.
Yeah.
Which is evidence, folks, if you listen to their show.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to make people want to listen to our show. We're not doing a good job.
Ooh, just a little residual laughter there. Just going to get the last part out. It's like the last little part of the ketchup in the ketchup bottle.
Mm-hmm. Or toothpaste.
Phil.
I think toothpaste is more relatable.
I was going to say, do you hit the back of your bottle of your tube of toothpaste?
In a big glass bottle.
Phil, you don't like your job.
Correct.
What would you rather do?
Literally anything. I would...
I'm going to challenge you on that, by the way.
Go on.
Anything?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Nick, I think this is an opportunity for both of us to jump in and suggest some things that Phil would possibly not want to do as much as his current job.
I'll tell you how much I'm going to love doing them.
Get him on the first one.
Ready.
Talk to people.
Oof. Yeah. All right. My job's not so bad.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. No one came around. All right. That's a high five, folks.
Which is what you're supposed to be doing before everything you say, by the way. You picked it. Not me. I don't want to high five you. No one likes high five guy.
Except high five guy.
I don't think he does, though. You know what I mean? I feel like he's really sad inside.
Is that he's just compensating with the high fives?
Yeah. Don't you feel that way? That high five guy is really depressed?
Totally.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody should give him a high five. Make him feel better.
Plus, he's got a lot of chronic hand pain.
It's true.
Ooh.
Yeah. And germs.
I already have enough of that. Maybe I shouldn't have picked high five guy.
You really have enough chronic hand pain?
Yeah.
Okay.
And germs.
And germs.
True.
Do I want to know?
I have a very weak immune system.
Mm.
That's for confessions, and that's a totally different show.
Oh, then I bathe exclusively in the sewer.
With your hand up.
Yes.
Okay, I have a note here that I was supposed to come up with more questions, but I didn't do that.
Okay.
So do either of you have any more question for me?
So just one then. Okay. So I think we... Do you want to do the one that we discussed?
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
All right. Okay, well, both of you guys have been great. Thanks for sitting down for quick hits. Not you, Nick. You've been standing the whole time, which has been very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
Will you sit down?
Do I have to?
Not on me.
Please?
All right. That's the sound of him locking in.
Well, that's it, I guess. I was going to say I've enjoyed this, but it's not really true.
Yeah. Feel the same way.
So I'll just say I've sat down with you and asked questions, and you've said words in response. And yeah. we'll just leave it at that.
Cool.
Good enough, right?
Factually accurate.
Yeah. Who needs good when you got good enough?
Also, I don't know about your show, though. I've listened to every single episode, and I still don't totally get it. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask everyone who's listening to this to go listen to your show all the way through all the episodes twice, and then come and explain it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can get behind that plan.
Me too.
And like, the important part is explain it to you.
Right.
We don't want to hear it.
There's a number of ways you could do that. You could email me. You could send me a tweet.
Whatever you do, don't give the email address or Twitter.
You could use Facebook.
Sure.
And little by little, you could explain your show to me.
There you go.
Okay.
Got the plan all laid out.
I'm Toph. You've been listening to Quick Hits on the Gravity Beard Podcast, proud member of the Podfix Network. All of our music credits and contact information is in the show notes. Sorry if you're illiterate.
It's nice of him to say.
Yeah, it's a good apology.
It's a good apology.
But thanks again for listening, and I guess you'll hear me next time.
Bye.
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 You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Okay, I messed that up. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys laughed really well at the end.
Okay.
But then I hit stop, and I just got like a decent amount of your laugh, but then like almost none of your laugh, Nick. So I need a really good, robust laugh.
Okay.
Just to land this thing.
I like it. Bring it all home.
So I'm gonna count it down from three, and then to a smaller number, and then you guys are going to do the laugh.
Is it three smaller number go, or on the smaller number?
No, three smaller number go.
Got it.
In three, smaller number, go.
Good. Building. I like it. Did we fix it? I feel like it's gonna go. Are you guys still there? I cut off your laugh because it was unbearable to listen to. Can we get another one?
No, that'll do.
Okay.